Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Chosar B'Shalom Izalmanu V'Zugasar Marasiyat V'Choyetz Chalatzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Slach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and B'Schos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeich Refayin Reziv V'Kagon, B'Karav Mamesh. Now throughout all these Mishnahs describing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we mentioned numerous times him getting undressed and changing into this clothing and that clothing. So now we're going to discuss the clothing that the Kohanim wore. Mishnah Hey tells us, Kohen Gadol Mishamish Mishmaya Kalim. The Kohen Gadol, when he did Avodah, he wore 8 kalim, which means he had 8 articles of clothing, the hedyot barba, and a regular Kohen hedyot just wore 4. What were those for? Beksaines, this is a tunic of sorts, umechnasayim, and pants that were worn underneath, umetznefes, and a hat, v'avnet, and a belt. Moisa fellow of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol adds on to that, chayshen, which is the breastplate, v'ephod, an apron of sorts, me'il, a robe, v'tzitz, and this is a special golden headplate that he wore across his forehead. Now, be'ilu nishalim be'urim v'tumim, it was only with these 8 garments that the urim v'tumim could be asked questions. Now, what was urim v'tumim? So this was a folded piece of paper that had Hashem's name written on it that was placed behind the chayshen, and questions of grave importance for Am Yisrael were able to be asked to it, and the chayshen would light up in a certain pattern, and it would be understood by the one asking the question. And the Mishnah further clarifies, v'ein nishalim el lamelch u'lebezin, we only ask the Urim V'tumim for a king, for Bezdin, or for someone that Tzibur needs them, so then we can ask the Urim V'tumim a question. And now moving on to Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Now up until now in the Masechta, for the most part, we spoke about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And this Perek, we're just going to be talking about general Yom Kippur related halachas. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur, one may not eat, drink, wash, anoint themselves, wear shoes, or have marital relations. However, a king and a kala are allowed to wash their faces. A king is allowed to wash his face because there's a pasuk that says that a king always has to be handsome and good-looking, and a kala, which means she's in the first 30 days of her marriage, she's also allowed to wash her face because she needs to be attractive to her husband. And a woman who gave birth, she's allowed to wear shoes because that keeps her feet warm. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is all according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, v'cham isrin, v'cham aser, all these 3 things that we just mentioned. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.